You're listening to Rocket Knight.
All right, so we're here. This is Rocket Knight, and we're here with the Lonely Ones.
Hey,
how we doing?
Who used to be Bobo Flex, or I guess maybe they're still Bobo Flex.
A couple of us are still in Bobo Flex.
Yeah, okay. Two separate bands.
Okay, so what made the decision to change? Or
Bobo Flex started slowing down, and Jimmy and I didn't want to.
Okay.
So we're like, let's do our own thing. And then Bobo Flex, after setting away from Bobo Flex for a little while, a couple of the other guys in the band, like, let's do some more shows. And it's so much fun. We just decided we'd do this full time and do that when we get a chance.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah. Well, entertaining people every night, that'd be the ideal for most people.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Pretty good gig.
The traveling is rough, though.
I like it.
Yeah.
I wish somebody else would drive for all of us. But other than that, it's a great time. I like going city to city.
I do, too. Cool. I love coming into cities at nighttime.
Yeah.
So what made the choice of the Lonely Ones as the band name?
Well, when you're in a band, you slowly lose everyone you care about. And it just was fitting.
Dark humor.
That makes sense.
Pretty true.
Yeah.
My first thought was that, okay, they're starting a single site.
That's a good site. That's a great name. We own the names. If anyone wants it. For their single site.
You should start your own.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
you can do that. You can do that on the road, wirelessly,
right?
Yeah.
From anywhere.
That's a good point.
This is a great interview. This is going well.
Yeah. Well,
I like that to be
the standard interview is, how do you guys like being in this city?
Right, right. What's your influences?
Yeah.
Right.
Who do you play with, or play like, or... Yeah, something like that sort. So, how about new music? What kind of new music?
Just got out of the studio a few days ago.
Yeah.
Lots of new music.
Yeah.
Can't wait to release it. Different sound a little bit.
I was going to say, how does it differ from Bobo Flex?
It's
vastly different.
Vastly different. More indie rock, kind of. Way different. Not as heavy, definitely more indie vibes.
Cool.
Alternative rock, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good description.
Yeah.
Yeah, these days there's so many descriptions I can't even came up with them. Emo, punk, pop, alternative.
Extreme metal.
Yeah.
How does one juggle it all?
I don't know.
Growler.
You gotta write it down.
Growler's what you keep some beer in.
A growler?
Yeah.
I thought it was a dating site.
No, that could be too.
That's good.
Growler.
That's good. Just take the ER or the E out, you're good. Growler.
Some of this describes some of the singers,
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
But that.
I can't do that. That's why we're an alternative rock band.
I can't do anything but that.
Yeah.
I don't try to, though.
That's all I can do.
Well, I can't do what I used to do anymore, but.
Jimmy and I met on Growler.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a meeting site for lonely musicians aren't that good, but really
not. As long as it wasn't Grindr,
it's close.
No problem with that.
Hey, not that that'd be bad if it was.
Hey.
Growler.
You can do whatever you want. You wouldn't be the first band that I've done lately that.
You want to meet up and sing together, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a thing at Janus Landing a while ago, and it's like, okay, I think pretty much everybody there was gay.
Right on. I love Janus Landing.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Well, that's the first time I did Bobo Flex.
Yeah.
That was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I remember it.
Jimmy was there?
I was.
And so it was Corpse Grinder from Canada, of course.
Corpse Grinder was there.
Yeah.
He's a growler.
He is. I was looked right down in the front row and go, oh my God, he was jamming out.
Yeah, he loved it.
Muffin Chuckers, I remember that name.
Muffin Chuckers, I remember them. Who else? Gargamel was there. Remember that band? They're still around, I think.
There was one band I remember that where I had known the guy from another band he was in before, and he definitely has the look of the punk pop, you know, the leather and makeup and all that.
Right on. That was a good night.
Had a good time.
I love Janis Live. I've seen several good shows there.
Yeah, well, this is a brass mug, though, and there's lots of good shows here.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't want to make it sound like I'm advertising for somebody else.
No.
I've seen some good shows here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I have, too. Nita Strauss.
Oh, yeah.
Nita Strauss was here.
She's back with Alice Cooper, isn't she?
Is she back with him? I think so, right?
Yeah, she's back with Alice Cooper. But she does her own thing when she can.
Yeah, good for her, man.
She's awesome.
Good for her. And yeah, then, she jumped right off and was doing well pretty much right away. I don't know how much time she had, you know, before doing solo stuff. I'd never heard of her before, Alice Cooper.
She's a gunslinger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I've done a lot of good bands here. Mort Grinning.
Oh, right on.
I'm not familiar.
It's a Swedish, Norwegian? I can't remember
Scandinavian
now.
Of some sort.
Yeah, Scandinavian band. You know, they got that dark Nordic.
Yeah.
Theme right to them.
Right on.
Anyway, so you guys from this area or?
No.
I'm
from West Virginia. Jimmy?
I'm from Tacoma, Washington, but we all, Tristan's from Kentucky. We all met in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
And, I was going to say, you got an Ohio phone number.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So
I live in Orlando now.
Ah.
He moved down there, what, a year ago now?
Yeah. A year ago in August. It makes it interesting, but we make it work.
I was born in Ohio, so.
What part?
Sandusky.
Oh, I know Sandusky,
yeah.
There's Upper Sandusky and there's Sandusky.
Yep.
Well, actually, Amherst.
Yep.
Amherst, Elyria.
We drive through Sandusky occasionally. We're going up to like Fort Wayne or Michigan or something like that.
Well, I grew up in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
Cheers Pub, right?
Yeah. Cheers Pub. Which there,
right up by Notre Dame.
Right up.
That place has been around since I was a kid.
Yeah. It's a beautiful little spot.
I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, they named it after all the people that are so cheerful there.
Yeah. They get very happy and then they cheer.
Yeah, they cheer for you when you're done.
And then they put the name on the venue.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, we started going there. It was the place where nobody knew our name.
At Notre Dame, all they do is cheer.
Yeah,
so
they got a lot to cheer for.
They cheer, they get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds about right.
I had a house that I bought later up at up right near Notre Dame, like two streets below where the football field is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he used to hate it every time they had a home game there because people would come park in your yard if you were there. If you weren't there, they just ignore you. They'd throw beer cans and stuff all over the place. Had to clean up every weekend after that.
Jesus.
Finally got a big dog and left him in the yard and kept him away most of the time.
Yeah.
But
I like dogs.
No, me too. I trained them for the Air Force.
Oh, word?
That's a cool job.
Yeah.
Should live with that.
Canine handler.
That's awesome.
What is it generally like German Shepherds? What kind of dogs do you generally look
They like mixes.
Okay.
Because the pure German Shepherds have that problem with hip dysplasia.
I've heard about that, yeah. Okay.
So you want to go with the one that's not purebred and you avoid those problems.
More powerful. Yeah.
That's awesome. How long did you do that for?
About 2 years.
And what are they, drug sniff people that are coming onto the base or what?
They have drug sniffer, they have bomb sniffer, and then they have general.
Okay.
The general ones are like security. General? Security jobs.
Just let go of dogs and just let go of them.
Yeah, he runs the whole thing, man.
Well, those are kind of the boss dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you have a general one, the dog bomb sniffers and drug sniffers, those are ones that are easy to train to seek out something.
Yeah.
Whereas the more aggressive ones are the general service ones. Mm. Those are the ones they got on the security lines, patrolling and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They don't usually want those around people.
Oh, yeah.
So,
attacked.
they're more aggressive. So those are the boss dogs, the general.
Since you gave us the lonelyones.net for like a dating site, I'll give you dog general and you can sell it to like CW. I think that'll do well, like in the maybe like 4:30 slot, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
What's the show about?
What do you think?
The dog being a general?
Yeah. He gets a promotion. You ever seen, was it Little League? The kid that gets the arm injury. He can throw 100 miles an hour.
Got a rubber band arm.
Most valuable kid or whatever. I don't remember what it's called. It's probably the same thing. The dog, like, I don't know. What does he do?
Like Air Bud?
Yeah, but better and has more control over the situation.
Dog general.
Yeah, dog general.
Could be like Mr. Ed. The dog can talk.
Yeah. No. But no, he's got one of those pads that they have like the buttons on them.
So he can talk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like that one dog bunny on TikTok.
Yeah.
And he goes and he pushes the buttons that say, you know.
Yeah, Shane Gillis talk about Dog General, a furry.
That was a Shane Gillis bit, wasn't it? Yeah.
The furry that was a general.
That went very differently than how my CW show was going to go.
Yeah.
It's a lot more sexual.
He said, that guy's terrifying.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe I talked about Dog General that long and forgot about Shane Gillis.
I got you. That's why I'm here.
Well, thanks, bud.
I knew your name is Marty McCoy, but I never asked yours.
You're going to say something about a Dog General. My name's Jimmy.
Jimmy Dog General Tolan.
Yeah.
James Tolan.
You gotta pump the brakes on the bit at some point.
So, anyway, that was The Lonely Ones, or that is The Lonely Ones. And
we didn't talk about music very much.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I like to do interviews that are different, you know.
Right on.
The ones with the standard pat things that everybody asks. Who wants to listen to that?
Dog General.
Dog General will come in spring 2025.
Yeah.
I think, right?
You can get the new episode.
Yeah. And thelonelyones.net.
Yes.
Sign up if you're lonely.
Stream on what, Fubo? Growler. You're right. Yeah.
Growler.com.
Yeah.
That's for the...
lonely musicians.
S&M types.
Yeah.
The S&M types.
We don't judge.
Growler, you know.
Dog General, dude.
You do whatever you want on Growler. We don't censor.
Yeah. You just can't smuggle anything or the dog will find it.
We don't kink shame nothing.
Yeah.
Growler's a place for like-minded people.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever pops your cork.
You can put stuff in your butt for recreational purposes, just not to get it into the military base.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No smuggling.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if you're a sausage smuggler?
That's okay with Dog General.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as he gets a little taste.
As long as it isn't your sausage.
Yeah.
That could be painful.
I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it meant, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's been The Lonely Ones, and we're at the Brass Mug, and this interview could keep going. The Lonely Ones Comedy Shower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're in a band.
Thank
I forgot.
Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're
going to
run and try to go squeeze a shower and a bike to eat in before we got to go play.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Here are The Lonely Ones.
Some hearts, I made some love. Been played for keeps, I cut my
You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.